Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. Amen. Welcome, 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 everyone. Hallelujah. Good to see all of you here this morning. Some of you were early, early. Praise the Lord. Amen and amen. And Pastor Mom and I are here on this beautiful last Sunday in July. Hallelujah. Saying this is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Amen. Pastor Mom, welcome everyone and open us up in a word of prayer.
Good
morning.
Good morning. I'm glad to see everybody.
Our Father.
Our Father. Which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread.
And forgive us
our debts.
As we forgive
our debtors.
And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Oh, you barely needed any help today, Pastor Mom. Praise the Lord. Amen. Let's say our prayer together. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We give you praise, Lord, for Mom's complete healing. Lord, thank you for being with us and standing by us and holding us in the hollow of thine own hand. Bless our president and give him wisdom, knowledge, and a good understanding. Bless all the people of the United States. Lead us and guide us. Bless this service in the name of Jesus. Amen. ask you, Lord God. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Let's go to our scripture today. We'll be reading Psalm 95. The blood of Jesus.
Job chapter 19. Then Job answered and said,
praise the Lord, praise the Lord, hallelujah. Just stopping and praying for Pastor Mom here in the name of Jesus. Lord God, we lift up that coughing and all that it stands for, any kind of coughing and choking. Lord God, we just lift it up to you right now in Jesus' name. We thank you for her complete and total healing, health, and wholeness in the name of Jesus. And we bless your name, Lord God. We bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. We're reading Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. And then we're going on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. Hallelujah. Psalm 95, verses 1 through 6. Let's read it together in the King James Version. Oh, come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. The sea is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. Amen, amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3. What was so such a blessing about that this scripture, Psalm 34? Well, we read it every Sunday, and our speaker on Thursday was Pastor Nelson, and Pastor Nelson had that scripture as a part of his sermon, and he was talking about intimacy with God. Hallelujah. Amen. So let's read Psalm 34, verses 1 through 3, and of course, he didn't know at all that we were, that we read the scripture every Sunday. Amen. So let's read it together. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, if you've been with us before, you know that this is our Pearls to Ponder time, hallelujah, of our service. And the Lord has given us a charge and a challenge to learn more about his names, his character, and his nature. So every month we get this pearl, one of God's names, his character, and his nature, and we ponder on it. We think about it. We roll it around in our head. Hallelujah. And we're just getting so blessed because we're getting to know him more. Hallelujah. And who he is. So this month, our word is righteousness. And we're talking about the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And we've gone through this earlier this month, we talked about the righteousness of God by faith of Jesus Christ. We talked about the righteousness of God for the righteous love, for the righteous Lord loves righteousness. We talked about that earlier. Amen. And we talked about singing of his righteousness. Hallelujah. And we talked about being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. So today we're looking at Romans 14 and verse 17. Kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So we've seen the righteousness of God, the righteousness that's in Jesus, the righteousness in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And all of that is part of the kingdom of God. Amen. So some of you probably know the song that we're going to play today. It's called Righteousness, Peace, Joy in the Holy Ghost with Ron Canole. Amen. Praise God. Let's praise him this morning and ponder on this.
Righteousness, peace, and joy. Righteousness. Everybody,
hallelujah, righteousness, peace, joy in the Holy Ghost. Amen. So we're going to find a righteousness even in the Holy Spirit, as we find in God the Father and in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. He is righteous and the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. All righteous in him. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. So ponder on this. Ponder on the righteousness of God. Hallelujah. And then we look forward to next month, where he's going to give us another one of his names, character, and nature to ponder on all month long. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Just love how he does things. He does all things well. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our declarations now. The more we do these declarations, the more I know we need them. Hallelujah. I mean, there are some things that have happened recently, and I thank God that the declarations that we have been saying, those declarations established some things, and I mean, the presence of God just rose up and met me in the midst of situations that I would have threw a lot more than I went through. But because of the declarations and because his word is established, I can stand on his word and know, even though things didn't look okay for a moment, that all is well. Hallelujah. So with our declarations, Job 22 and verse 28 says, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So, you know, no matter what's going on, his word, as we declare and decree, his word has been established. So no matter how dark things look, come on, somebody. No matter how dark things look, his light is going to shine upon our way. Hallelujah. Isaiah 40 and verse 30 says, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. Hallelujah. Amen. So I'm going to let you guys know what happened and why I'm saying even though it looked dark, God's light shined upon it, shined upon my ways. In the building where I live, there has been a lot of breaking in of cars. And sometimes it's just vandalism. They're not just doing anything but just, I guess, seeing if they can break a car window out. I don't know, you know, what that's all about. We continue to plead the blood of Jesus over it, and we know that God is doing some things about that, and we're standing on his word. Well, this has been happening for well over a year, and some people's catalytic converters have been cut off their cars. Other kind of things have been going on. And we praise God that nothing has ever happened to me and Pastor Mom's band until Thursday night. And it's interesting that it happened Thursday night because some other things happened on Wednesday night. And, you know, but we know that in the Lord Jesus, we are blessed. So what happened was they broke out the back window of our van, and the blessing was that nothing was taken out of it. And we did have some things in the van, and, you know, not sitting out in the open, but, you know, it was in the back, and none of that was touched. Glory to God. None of the body of the van was not, you know, beaten up or anything. It wasn't stolen. They didn't take anything, any mechanical parts out of it or anything. And so we thank God. Hallelujah. And we know that the light is shining upon our way. Hallelujah. Because we declared and decreed some things. So this weapon was trying to be formed, but it could not prosper. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So we praise God for that. Amen. Amen. And I talked to God about it. I'm like, I'm your girl. What's up with this? You know, and I've been praying for everybody. I've been praying for all of us, you know, who have parked cars out there. What else can we do with our cars but park them in the parking lot? So this is what I heard the Lord say. He said, Romans 8:28. Amen. And when he said that, just a peace just came over me. And Romans 8:28 says that God will work all things together for good to those who love him and who are called to his purpose and his plan. I know he loves me. I know I'm called. Hallelujah. And therefore, this thing, no matter how it looks, is going to work together for good. And so we give God all the praise, the glory, and the honor. Amen. So, you know, we may go through some stuff, but he's going to shine a light, and his word stands forever. Amen. So let's go on to our declaration. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So repeat after me our declaration. No weapon formed against me
Shall prosper.
This is the heritage.
This is the heritage of the Lord.
Whatever I do
will prosper.
For I am like a tree that's planted
by
the stream,
of
water. Amen. That's Isaiah 54:17, Psalm 1 and verse 3. Hallelujah. The weapon tried to form, but it could not prosper. Hallelujah. Let's continue to repeat. Christ has redeemed me.
Christ has redeemed me.
From the curse.
Of
the law.
Therefore,
I forbid any sickness or disease to come upon my body. Every disease, every germ, every allergy, allergic reaction, and every virus that touches my body dies instantly in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Every organ.
Every organ.
And every tissue.
Every tissue.
Of my body.
Of my body.
Functions.
Function.
In the perfection.
In the perfection.
That God created it.
That God created it.
To function.
To function.
And I forbid.
And I forbid.
Any malfunction.
Any malfunction.
In my body.
In my body.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Galatians 3:13, Romans 8:11, Genesis 1:31, and Matthew 16:19. Continue, great peace of my children and children's children, for they are taught of the Lord. And that's from Isaiah 54 and verse 13. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. And we just thank and praise the Lord this morning. Hallelujah. That his word stands forever. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Amen. And that's our declarations for today. Hallelujah. Before we started the service this morning, we do have our guest church here today. Praise God. Our guest church, they're going to be speaking in just a few moments here. But I talked to the Lord this morning, and I said, Lord, what do you want to say to the people this morning as we are on? What would you like to say? And he said, I just want them to know I love them. I love them. I'm with them. I care about them. They can cast all their cares on me. And I was like, okay, Lord. And so that's what he wants you to know this morning, that he absolutely loves you. And so, of course, when he said that, it made me think of one of my new favorite songs, and that song is called Forever. And in that song, it's from God's perspective, talking to us about how he's committed to us and that he will love us forever. Hallelujah. So we're going to hear a little bit of that today. Then we'll do our tithes and offerings, and then we will hear from our guest church, Mrs. Covenant Faith. Amen.
Tell somebody, Nick, forever's a long time. Say, but God loves you that long.
Matter what life may bring, I'll be by you.
forever is a long time. And that's how long God will love us. Hallelujah. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life, so he can love us forever. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let's go on to our prayer over our finances. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Just praying over our finances. So repeat this prayer after me. Lord.
Lord.
I commit.
My finances.
To you.
To you.
Be in charge of them.
Be in charge of them.
And use them.
And use them.
For your purpose.
Use them.
Where I have not.
Where I have not.
Been wise.
Bring restoration.
And give me guidance.
Yes.
Help me to remember that all I have belongs to you and to be grateful for it.
Yes.
I pray that I will find
the
perfect balance,
between
spending needlessly
and
being miserly.
May I always
be paid well for the work I do.
May my money not be stolen, lost, devoured, destroyed, or wasted. Yes.
Multiply it. So what I make, and what I have, will go a long way.
I pray
that I will not be anxious about finances, but will seek your kingdom first.
Your kingdom first.
Knowing that as I do, I will have all I need. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. There's several ways that you can give to the East St. Louis Christian Center Church. You may give via Cash App. Our Cash App is $ESLCCC. And that is $ESLCCC. That stands for East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Our Zelle is 973-951-9921. Excuse me. If you're in the Heritage House, you may give at the door, and we're at 2E. You may also give through the mail. You can make your check or money order payable to ESLCCC, 2800 Olive Street, number 2E, St. Louis, Missouri, 63103. Amen. Amen. Well, let's pray over our tithes and offerings. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you and we praise you, Lord God. We thank you, Lord, that we are in position as we tithe, as we give offerings, that we are in position to receive, hallelujah, all that you have for us, whether it's coming vertically straight from you or whether it's coming horizontally from men. However you send it, Lord God, we just thank you for that right now in Jesus' name. And Lord God, for those who are tithing, you said in Malachi chapter 3, try you on this, test you on this, and see, won't you open the windows of heaven so that the blessings will just overflow to us. Hallelujah. So much that it would be too much for us to receive. We thank you for that right now, Lord God. And on top of that, you said that you would rebuke the devourer for our sakes, that our money will not be lost, it won't be stolen, it won't be devoured, and it won't be wasted or destroyed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. You said you would rebuke the devourer. So we thank you, Lord God, that he can't go all the way. He can't even go but so far in the name of Jesus. Thank you for that, Lord God. And then we thank you for those who are giving. Hallelujah. Luke 6:38 says, "Give and it shall be given unto you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over shall men give unto your bosom." So we thank you for that, Lord. And we always stand on Deuteronomy 1:10-11, where your word says you'll make us a thousandfold more than we are right now and bless us as you have promised us. And so we just thank you and praise you for it, Lord God, right now. In Jesus' mighty and holy name, amen and amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Before our guest church comes today, we want to let everyone know that we got some birthdays coming up. Hallelujah. Now, Ashley's birthday is on August the 3rd. Ashley is Sister Debbie's daughter. Amen. And then she has another daughter, Latoya, and a grandson named King, whose birthdays are on August the 7th. Amen. And then we have a big birthday of someone who's here, and that is Pastor Mom. Hallelujah. Pastor Mom's birthday is coming up, and her birthday is on August the 4th. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. And I'm calling this Pastor Mom's Psalm 91 birthday. Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's her Psalm 91 birthday, where she is going to be 91 years young. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So we're going to play the birthday song. If you are in town, we invite you to her birthday luncheon, and that's going to be on this Saturday, August the 5th, 11 a.m., at the Golden Corral on Lindbergh. I believe it's 610 Lindbergh in St. Louis. So if you're in the area, you can join us for lunch. It'll be from 11 until 1 at the Golden Corral on Lindbergh in St. Louis. Amen. We're very excited about that. We have some people who are coming from out of town. Her baby sister is coming in, and so we are, and others are coming in from out of town, and so we're looking forward to that. Amen. So, Pastor Mom, we're going to play the birthday song for you. Hallelujah.
Today is your birthday, the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. Today is your birthday, the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice today and be glad in it. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Happy birthday.
Amen. Happy birthday. We say this is the day. Well, August the 4th is going to be the day too. Amen. Amen. Happy birthday, Pastor Mom.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. Amen. She wakes up in the morning, my birthday yet? We going somewhere today? So she's ready. Hallelujah. Amen and amen. Okay. So our guest church, Memphis Covenant Faith, we're so happy to have you all with us today. We're happy that this is the fifth Sunday and you all are here on the fifth Sunday, whenever there's a fifth Sunday. And we appreciate you all so much and we thank God for you and welcome you today. Welcome, Pastor Price, in the Memphis Covenant Faith Church.
God bless you, Apostle, and Pastor Mom, and each one of the precious saints in your respective places. We really enjoyed ourselves thus far fellowshipping with you, and we're just so honored that you all would even bless us and ask us to come and to fellowship with you and to carry on in the service. We thank God for you, Apostle. I know sometimes because we're natural sisters, we're not only spiritual sisters, but we're natural sisters. The thing that is such a great blessing is that it's not a scratch your back thing or scratch, but it's really, I thank God that we operate and flow, I thank God, by the Spirit of God. That's such a great blessing. I can remember, Apostle, as I'm going to come back to Mom and you, I can remember many years ago that somebody told me when we started East St. Louis Christian Center, and as some of you may know that I'm the founding pastor, but Apostle and Mom are the apostolic and on-hands pastor of East St. Louis Christian Center. And many years ago, right before in 1990, the Lord had instructed me to come and to begin a church in East St. Louis. And someone told me, they said, well, you really need a man. They said, you need a man to be able to have a man as the pastor of the church. That's what they said to me. And I said, oh, Lord. I said, because they wanted me to turn. Somebody was saying, you know, you're in California and the church is in East St. Louis. And I was receiving counsel from what I thought was, you know, it was good counsel. And they said, you need, but I knew if the man that I was going to turn it over with, his wife, had some enmity toward me. And I said, Lord, I won't even be able to ever come back and minister at the church that you allowed me to help to establish, Father God, by your Spirit. But that fell through. A prophet had come and ministered to me. I was down in Memphis where I'm at now visiting, and they began to tell me some things about, you know, what God was doing. And that never, the transaction never took place for me to turn it over to that particular man. And so now all these many, many years later, glory to God, these many years later, I'm praising God that I can still be a part of East St. Louis Christian Center Church. And I can still be able, because this is God's baby. I can't say it's my baby. It's God's baby. And when I see it, it's not a baby anymore. It's growing up. But I thank God, growing up, I thank God for what he's doing. And I'm so honored. I just give glory to God. I worship him for being able to be a part of the ministry there. So many, Apostle and Pastor Mom, because Pastor Mom, so very faithful where East St. Louis Christian Center Church has been. And then God sent us, I consider you, Apostle, one of his very best. That's not just trying to flatter you. I know that this is God. When God had me in a tent ministry, God said to me, he said, Helen, I send my best to do what may seem like a job that maybe somebody else might not want. But it was a pleasure for me to do the tent ministry in Los Angeles. It was just so many lives were touched. And just as God sent Apostle to be able to be the apostolic pastor there at East St. Louis Christian Center, so many lives have been touched. And the signs of being an apostle, I'm talking about the miracles, the salvation, everything has been just a blessing. I didn't mean to say all of this, but I didn't even know I was going to say this, but I have such a grateful heart to God to see what God has done at East St. Louis Christian Center Church and through you and through Pastor Mom. And I give glory. And
thank
Pastor
you,
Mom,
Lord.
You sound the same this morning. I know the enemy tried to roll in there and tried to cause you to cough. But we bind up every spirit that would try to come against you this morning. And Mama, we dispatch forth those mighty warrior angels to escort everything that was not of God from around you. I joined with Apostle to pray. And then also, we have dispatched those angels to surround and protect you and Apostle during this time as you all go forth in the work of the ministry. So, Pastor Mom, I love you. It's your child, Helen. I love,
love you,
Pastor Mom. Oh, thank
I love you.
You too. I always want to hear that. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Pastor Mom. And I give glory and honor to God for you. And I thank you. Pastor Mom, I wish I could have played this morning. But I before I went to bed last night, I was listening to one of your favorite songs. It's Use Me, Lord, in Your Service. Use Me, Lord, in Your Service. Do you think you can remember a little of that as we get ready to go on in the service? Use Me, Lord. Can you remember a little of that song? Use Me, Lord, in Your Service. You know the song, Apostle?
She wants you to sing. She wants you to sing your song.
Okay.
Use me, Lord, in Thy service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way, all the way, Lord. Lord, I'm willing, Lord, to run all the way. Amen.
Amen, Mama. Nobody can sing it like my mama. Use me, Lord, in your service. Draw me nearer every day. Lord, I'm willing to run on all the way. Thank you, Mama. Thank you, Mama. All the way, Lord. I love that song. I thank God for you. And thank you for singing that, Mama and Apostle. Thank you so much this morning. And so as we come again, I want to thank you, Apostle, for inviting us on the fifth Sunday to join with you all. We're part of the ministry there. We're integrally involved in the ministry. It's entwined in the ministry. And we thank God for the ministry. Glory to God. We thank God for the ministry. And more than that, God is integrally entwined. God is integrally involved. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, glory to God. I say that. I won't give any other comment on that, but I know he's involved. As he said, he got to get me up. And when once before, I'll tell this, and then I'll turn it over to Joy. I remember with the declarations, and I often have said this, you tell us to be fully engaged, fully involved where the declarations are concerned. And I now understand even the more why that's so important about being integrally engaged and involved. And just like you said, when the car, even though it did not prosper, the weapon came, but it did not prosper. I believe that once they even broke that window, that the angels, I believe that we're going to look back in the annals of heaven and look back on that day, and we're going to see the angels say, no, they didn't. You know how the kids said, no, you didn't. I believe them angels said, no, you didn't. You gonna touch apostles and pastor mom's van? And when they did, all kind of things went on in the spirit. I wouldn't have wanted to be the person that touched y'all van out there, you know. So I believe that there was all kind of things that went on. But as you said, Romans 8:28 is in full operation. So when the declarations would come up, even the ones over our offering, the declarations over every part that we're doing, when I told you I was listening, but I was in bed. And so I was, you know, who can see you in the bed? We said, listen. Who can see you in the bed, somebody might say. Who can see you that you gone back to sleep and taking a nap and just got the program on? Who can see that? Who knows about that? Well, there's a God that sees, and all of a sudden, before my eyes, Jesus appeared. And I went, what is that? Then I closed my eyes again, and he appeared again. He said, now, when you tell this, and this was in one of those booming voices, when you tell this, you tell them I appeared before you twice. He said, you tell them that. He said, I appeared before you twice. He said, those declarations are important. And he said, you will be engaged, fully engaged, engaged. I thought about my daughters coming here and bought me a cup of coffee, make sure I was engaged this morning. Glory to God. So that may be why I'm doing a little more extra talking. But they be fully engaged. But the other thing that's so important is about these declarations is, it says in Jeremiah 1:12, the Father God watches over his word to perform it as we speak them out. Then in Hebrews 3 and verse 1, Jesus is the high priest, the apostle, and high priest of the words of our mouth. The word apostle means a sent one. Jesus is the one who is sent, and he's the high priest of our confession, of the words of our mouth. He said, I will bring it to pass when you decree it. You know in Job 22:28 says, if we decree a thing, he would establish it, it would be established. Then the precious Holy Spirit, He has several hats that he wears, but one of the things is he's the building constructor. He's not only the power source, he's not only the conception and birthing agent, but he is also the building constructor. That in Genesis 1:1-3, he was hovering over all that chaos. There was, you know, nothing was in order. And when they began to say, let there be light, there was like the Holy Spirit said, I can build that. He built that. And then the word of God says, now he's hovering over us. In John 14 and verse 17, he said, the Holy Spirit is with you, but shall be in you. And now he's in us. He's hovering over us and in us to build and construct the word as we speak them out. And then the ministering angels of God, it says in Psalms 103 and verse 20, that they listen. They're listening. The angels are listening. They are hearkening unto the voice of God's word. So when we decree and declare with you, Apostle and Pastor Mom, when we decree and declare the word that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, and when we decree and declare the word of healing, that no germ, no virus, to be able to touch any one of our systems, our tissues, our cells, our organs. When we're doing that, then the Father says, I got something to work with now. I'm going to make sure I bring that word to pass quickly. Psalms 147 and verse 15 says that when the word goes forth, it runs swiftly. When you look at one translation of Psalms 147 and verse 15, it says the word actually flies. Glory to God. I believe in God that we know that the programs are taped, are recorded every Sunday. And I believe that whether it be somebody on the line now, it might be somebody on the line many years from now, glory to God, that may listen to this particular, Jesus tarries to come, if to this particular broadcast, and when they do, they'll hear that word and go and look it up and say, let me go look up Psalm 147 and verse 15. Let me go and look and see what it says about the word running swiftly. So when we decree and declare along with you, when we're fully engaged, as you say, when we're fully engaged, because, see, we may not think anybody sees us, but God said, I'm watching. And then somebody said, there's a song that says that God is watching, but it says from a distance, but he ain't watching from a distance. Oh, no. Colossians 1, verse 27 says, Christ Jesus, the anointed one, and his anointing is in us. The expectation of his presence, his glory, his power, his majesty is in us right now. He's out right there with you, baby. I'm inside of you. Glory to God. So I want to thank God for today. I want to thank God for being, you know, with you. Thank God for even now for East St. Louis Christian Center, for even being able to give those declarations that we can join with you every Sunday and be able to decree and declare a thing so that God himself can bring it to pass, because all heaven backs the word of God. So I want to thank God again, and thank you. Thank you so much for having us. And again, I want to thank God for every person who's listening now and those by the Spirit of Jesus tarries to come who will listen in the future. Glory to God. Oh, one more thing that just passed before my face the Lord was speaking through me. Now I have Bibles around me right now. I've got three different Bibles that are around me right now. I'm talking about physical Bibles that are around me. But I was seeing when when nowadays people plug in, and I do it too. I'm going to tell you, I got 3 physical Bibles around me, but I don't hardly basically turn in my Bible many times to read out of my Bible. I go to the internet and I read and read the word from there. So that means that things will be coming in piecemeal. You know what I'm talking about, like pieces. You know, there will be people who are so used to using the internet in order to peruse the Bible. We have places where you can read it straight through, like Bible Gateway, glory to God. Mm-hmm. But then there will be ones. And so he said, when you said Psalms 147 and verse 15, they'll go in and plug that in. He said, that this is for those who listen at a later time. He said, then when you said about Jeremiah 1:12, they'll go look at that. He said, when you go Hebrews 3 and verse 1 about Jesus being the apostle and high priest, the sin one, he said, they'll go back and look at that. When you go back to Genesis 1, verse 1 through 3, about the creation of the world, they'll go back and look at that. He said, and perhaps they'll go deeper. And yes, and if you're listening to this at a later time, go deeper. Get your Bible reading plan. Look on there. And then he said, where we said Psalm 103 and verse 20 about the ministering angels that go forth and listen and hearken to the voice of the word. And even that scripture in John 14 and verse 17, where the Holy Spirit, it says the precious Holy Spirit is with us. But then it said, he shall be in you. He not only is with us, but now he's in us. So he's in us. I often like to see him, like if you're patting your head and rubbing your stomach at the same time, he's hovering over us, and he's in, hallelujah, and he is in us. So I worship God. I thank him for today. I thank him for what he's doing. Today is 7:30. In our time right now, it's July the 30th of 2023. And 7 is a number for completion, when some things will come. And many times that 7 is when some things, both naturally and spiritually, will come. And maybe you might have a different version of what 7 is, but it's a completion number. It's a number of completion. When some things will come to fruition, they'll come to, sometimes come to an end to get ready for that new beginning. So there are things with 7. And then we look at the number 3. Number 3 is also a number of completion too, but many times that particular 3 is a number, that particular number is a completion that happens in the spirit, when sin will begin to come to completion, to fulfillment with that particular, even now, because what begins to happen, you know, 3 is a number of completion, but 4, it gets to where 7 gets you prepared for 8. 7 is a completion that begins to talk about 8, which is the new beginning. It's a new beginning. 8 is the number for new beginnings. 7 will be the completion in that thing. 3 is a completion in the spirit that gets you ready for the number 4. 4 is a number that has been always associated with the supernatural. 4 is a number that is associated with the supernatural. It talked about one of the things, when I heard this ministered about, one of the main ones that always stays as a vision in my eyes, was that when Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego were thrown into that fiery furnace, the 4th man in that fire, Ikon Dedanohoshata, was the Son of God, was God himself in there with them in that fire. And he went over several examples of where when 4 is in place, there are things that are happening. So today at 7:30, 23, and 23 is the number of exposure for when 2 and 3 meet. This whole year is a year of exposure. The whole entire year is a year of exposure. When 2 and 3 meet together, you're going to see some exposure take place, glory to God. So we have today is a special red letter day. It's a completion and a fulfillment day. He conjured the whole shot time. It is a number for completion in the spirit, but it's not just a regular 3. It's 3 times 10. So that's 30. 10 is the number of increase. There's going to be an increase in completion today, spiritually. An increase in it today, because it's the number 30. So it's going to be an increase with it. And then we have that exposure time with 2023. So I don't know who that was for too, because I surely didn't mean to go that way either. Glory to God. But I know that God is up to something. God is doing something. He's already given through the word he gave to Apostle today, a confirmation that he wants to, his people to know he loves them. I'll wait till my turn comes to give the word that God has given to me. So we're going to now ask for Joy. Will she come with the word that God has laid upon her heart to minister? My daughter, Joy, precious woman of God. And then we're going to ask for Amber, after Joy, will you come with the word that God has laid upon your heart today? I want to say this about my daughters as they come by way of introduction. I want to thank God for both of them. And then I want to thank God that in years past, sometimes they might have been like pulling teeth, certain things. But they have experienced, like with myself, I'm my mother. I'm my mother's child, Pastor Mom's child. I'm her natural daughter. And there was a time that God was my mama's God. Because I can remember saying that in the hospital, when I got out of the hospital, I'd been very sick and very ill. And I came out and, oh, boy. I said, ooh, I was looking good. I thought I was a young woman. I was in my 20s. I said, ooh, I'm looking good. I said, look what this IV has done for me. My mama looked at me, and Mama, Pastor Mom looked at me and said, didn't no IV get you well. This was God that got you well. I'll never forget that as long as I live. So he became God, became my God. He conquered the whole Shatta. And then where my daughters Joy and Amber have, God is, and what I love about God is this. He knows how to reveal himself to his own children. He knows how to reveal himself. Glory to God. Sometimes people want to come and say, oh, let me get some credit. You really done a great job. Well, I thank God for doing a job through me with my children. But I can guarantee you this day, God himself began that good work in them, and he himself is completing that work until the day of Jesus Christ. I sit back and watch him do things. He'll tell like Joy. He'll say, don't leave yet. Stay right here. Don't leave yet. Wait a minute. And when she obeys him and she obeys what he tells her to do, we've seen where things have been avoided. Things have God has done. God works behind the scene. And then where when Amber was coming in, she'd been raised in church all her life. But before she turned 20, then when she was back at 19 years old, God burst forth into her life in his own way, in a glorious and tremendous way, he burst forth in her life. I look at her, I tell you, they keep me in order in here. Mama, you're not going to look at that. Close your eyes, Mama. If a bad commercial come on, close your eyes, Mama. I said, oh, man. I said, we're not going to look at that in here. So God is doing a work, and somebody would think, oh, they're telling them kids, her children, don't do this. No, it's God himself. So I want to encourage a mother's heart. I want to encourage somebody that's listening, a father's heart, to say, continue to speak that word over your children. Continue to look to God. Lord, reveal yourself to my child. Reveal yourself to all of my children, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, my spiritual, my godchildren. Reveal yourself in Jesus' name, that they may have a real and personal relationship with you. Without further ado, I ask Joy, will she come down with the word that the Holy Spirit has laid upon her heart? Joy, will you come?
Hello?
I know I talk a lot, Joy. Yeah, you on, Joy?
Can you hear me?
Yes, you're a little low, but I'll get a little bit closer.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. Very good.
Okay. The title of the message today is Remember in Prayer. Remember in Prayer. Today's scripture comes from Philemon 1:1-4. It says, I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers. Philemon 1:4. What has helped you be faithful in prayer? How have you been blessed by someone's prayers for you? Well, here's a story of Malcolm Klute. Malcolm Klute was named a 2021 Monday honoree by Queen Elizabeth II, an annual service awarded given to British men and women. Nauvoo, who was 100 years old at the time of the recognition, was honored for having given out 1,000 Bibles during his lifetime. Kloof has kept a record of everyone who received a Bible and has prayed for them regularly. Now, Kloof's faithfulness in prayer is a powerful example of the kind of love we find throughout Paul's writing in the New Testament. Paul said this letter that he was regularly prayed for them. To his friends in Philemon, he wrote, "I always thank my God as I remember you in my prayers." Philemon 1:4. In his letters to Timothy, Paul wrote, "Night and day, I constantly remember you in my prayers." In 2 Timothy 1:3. The church of Rome, Paul emphasizes that he remembered them in prayer constantly and at all times in Romans 1:9 through 10. While we might not have 1,000 people to pray for like Malcolm, intentionally we know is powerful because God responds to our prayers. As we see in the Hebrew word zikar, meaning remember, when God remembers us, he acts for us. Zikar also means to act on a person's behalf. Thus, when God remembered Noah and all the wild animals and the livestock that were with him in the ark, he then sent a wind over the earth and the water receded in Genesis 8:1. When God remembered Mary and Rachel, he listened to her and enabled her to conceive. She became pregnant and gave birth to a son. What a great plea of trust to ask God in prayer to remember us. He decides how he answered. We can pray knowing, however, that our humble request asks God to move. When prompted and empowered by his spirit to pray for a specific individual, I found a simple prayer calendar can be a useful tool. Dividing names into a daily or weekly calendar help us be faithful to prayer. What a beautiful demonstration of love when we remember others in prayer. When God remembers us, he simply pays special attention. He remembers us, he visits us, he delivers us, he rescues us. He answers our prayers at that special moment when he pays attention to us. He grants us salvation, like the robber who was crucified. He lifts us up from our circumstances. He brings us to limelight when he remembers us. Certain things happen when God remembers us. Jeremiah prayed, "Oh Lord, you know, remember me and visit me." When God visits us, he brings us out from the darkness into the light in Luke 1:78. Let us make that our prayer today as well. Oh Lord, remember us for good. I have another prayer that says, "Dear Heavenly Father, help us to be faithful in prayer, knowing you always hear us. Grow our understanding of your remembrance of us. Then, where we need you to act, please remember us. In Jesus' name, amen."
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Joy, for that word, remember in prayer, how God remembers us and acts on our behalf. When God remembers us, he does special things just for us. And then you told us to pray, "Oh, Lord, remember us for good." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Thank you, Joy, for that word. Now, Amber, will you come with the word the Lord has laid upon your heart?
Hello, everyone. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Oh, yes. Good morning to everyone. And it's such an honor to be on this morning. My message for today is looking up to God. That is looking up to God. And God laid this message on my heart because I have a pair of glasses that I just wore them yesterday. And every single time I went to reach down for something or look down or grab something, they kept falling off. But every time I stayed balanced and kept looking up and looking straight, they always stay on. So the Lord laid this on my heart that we need to look up at him. So my message today is looking up at God. My first scripture for the day is Psalms 8, 3 to 4. It says, when I look at the night sky and see the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think of them? Human beings that you care for them. Oh, Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. And oftentimes we hear the saying, things are looking up. But what does that really mean? It means that when we look up, things will look up. When we look up to God, things will get better. And it means that we can change any of our situations by our perspective, by looking to our Father God. And many times in the Bible, we heard more and more times, lift up your eyes. It's just another way to say, look up, get your eyes off yourself and what you're going through and on to God. God said it to Moses, to Abraham, and Jesus says it to us through his word that we must look up to him. And there's this old story, a parable story, that says that two men looked out from prison bars. One saw mud, the other saw stars. In other words, one inmate looked down in despair, but the other one looked up in hope. And we have that same choice. We can also choose to look at the stars, so to speak. We can see the healing, even though we might not be feeling good. We can see the blessing, even though our circumstances might be not right. We can see the victory, even when it seems like all type of things are going on. We can choose to look at God and see the way things, the way he wants us to see it. And I'm going to read it again. It says, when I look at the night sky and see the works of your fingers, the moon and the stars you set in place, what are mere mortals that you should think of them? Human beings that you should care for them. Oh, Lord, our Lord, your majestic name fills the earth. When we look up, we see how big God, our God is, and all our problems will shrink. And our problems are never as big compared to the greatness of our Father God. And as we continually look up to him, we receive things as well. So as we look up to him, we receive his benefits, of so many benefits that comes from my Father God. And just like I had to keep on looking up with my glasses, we need to look up to him. You know, I like to research. So I went to Google. I said, why do the glasses keep falling off? In another way, looking down is not bad because you can fall off, but also they said it needs a recalculation for the adjuster for the nose. So we need to recalibrate our sight and recalibrate that we should look up to God and recalibrate our focus. So all of our looking up to God is focusing on him. In Psalm 16, 8 through 11 says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. With him in my right hand, I will not be shaken. Therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body also will rest secure because you will not abandon me to the realm of the dead. Nor will you let your faithful one see the decay. You may know to me the path to life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. I just love that when he says, I keep my eyes always on the Lord. As we keep our eyes always on the Lord, we can stay fixed and focused on him. And as there was a cartoon, I think it was Elmo, and it was a certain segment where they said, keep track of the item. So they would, like, show an apple, but there will be a clown on the unicycle in the back, people dancing. Then there will be something else, all type of Muppets in the back or things like that. And then after all of that activity went on, they said, locate the apple. Where did the apple go? In that same way, life gives us all type of distractions, and the enemy tries to come against our mind, will, emotions, and all type of things. But we must keep our eyes fixed and focused on God, and we must locate him through everything that we're going through and always keep our eyes on the Lord. And like I said, as we look up to God, we get blessed in the process. And as we look up to God, we must know and remember that he is our strength. In Psalm 61:3, it says, for you have been my refuge, a strong tower against the foe. Also, we see his strength in our lives from Psalm 28:7. The Lord is my strength and my shield. My heart trusts in him and he helps me. When we keep our eyes focused on God and looking up to him, he is always with us. It doesn't matter what kind of battles we are facing, even ones people don't even know we are facing, he is our strength, and he is by our side. And with him by our side, we are not shaken. We can always relax with complete assurance that he is with us in any and every situation. And we must trust in him at all times and stay focused on him. We remain focused on God. We receive his peace. We have his joy, and we are definitely not shaking. And another part of looking up to God is we must know that, remember that he is always faithful, and he blesses us with his joy. And it says that in verse 9, it says that therefore, in Philippians 4:8-9, it says in verse 9, therefore, my heart is glad and my tongue rejoices. My body will also rest secure, because you will not abandon me in the realm of the dead, nor will you let your faithful one see decay. And I just love that part, because as we saw in Philippians, we will have joy and peace, and we can rest when our eyes are fixed and focused, looking up to God. And he takes delight in us and views us as his perfect, beautiful creation. And he is faithful to us and always with us. And as we look to God, we can see his goodness. Zephaniah 3:17 says, the Lord God is with you, the mighty warrior who saves. He will take great delight in you. In his love, he will no longer rebuke you, but will rejoice over you with singing. This beautiful time as we look up to God takes away any time that the devil will try to come against our mind and everything. So we must place our focus on him at all times. And as we look to God, and he leads and directs our path. And you know that in Bible times with the wise men, they followed the star, and that led and guided them to where Jesus was. In that same way, we can look up to God, as our compass, our spiritual compass, and he can lead and guide us, because if we're looking down, we're not going to know where we're going to go, where we're going. We might bump into somebody, bump into something. So when we look down in the spirit, we're bumping into all types of sad stuff, and God doesn't want us to be bumping around. He wants us to look up to him because we can get his direction. And it says, you make known to me the path of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence, with eternal pleasures at your right hand. And I just love the ending of that passage. By keeping our eyes on the Lord, we can know the path of our lives. We are filled with joy in his eternal pleasures. And we must know that we should never take our eyes off of the Lord. So my special prayer for each and every one of us today is, dear Heavenly Father, I ask that you would help us to not look down in the spirit, but to look up at you. Help us to always keep our minds and our eyes always fixed and focused on you and looking up at you. Let us not be deterred by any distractions, but help us to always locate you in even the darkest of situations. And I thank you, Lord, for your leading and your direction. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you all.
Amen. God bless you, Amber. What a wonderful message, looking up to God. Hallelujah. When we look up to God, things get better. We can lift up our eyes unto him and keep our focus upon God. Thank you so much, Amber. Thank you for that word that God laid upon your heart. I love when you talked about the two men that looked up. One saw stars, but the other saw mud. So I thank God for that particular word that you gave us today. I thank God. Thank you, Father, for that word through both of my daughters. Now, I'm going to come with the word very quickly. I'm telling you, you might think this is going to be long, but it is not. As far as I know, it's not going to be long. It's going to be fast. It's going to be quick. When I heard Apostle say this morning that God told her, the one thing he would have her to say to his people was that he loves them. The word that the Lord has laid upon my heart is to revisit the word El Rohi. That is that God sees, he knows, he cares, he loves you and me, and he is working behind the scenes just for you. Now, somebody might say, well, I know God sees, I know he knows, but we've got to know, when you're in the midst of a trial, when you're in the midst of a test, when you're in the midst of things that come our way, we've got to know that the God we serve sees and knows us. I want to visit very quickly a couple of passages of scripture, and I'm going to read them. And as we do, like I said, it may seem like it's going to go long. It is not. I guarantee you that. Glory to God. It'll be over before you know it. Glory to God. I want to go first. I want to visit Hagar. I would like for you to visit about Hagar, the one that had the baby by Abraham and delivered forth a child named Ishmael. I want to go to the end of this particular story. It's not the end, literally, but I'm talking about the end of it where it was talked about in the Bible. Go with me to Genesis, the 22nd chapter, Genesis 22. And I'm going to be reading to you Genesis 22, 1 through verse 14. 1 through 21, very quickly. Later on, God tested, Genesis 21, 1 through 21. Then God did as he had promised. And Sarah, now this is the last part. I'm going to go back to where he was called El Rohi. But here is the end of the story first. I'm going to give you the end. My children tell me I like to read the end of a story sometimes so I can know what the other part of the story is about. So I want you to know what happened to Hagar toward the end. Then God did as he had promised, and Sarah became pregnant and gave Abraham a baby son in his old age. At the time, God had said, and Abraham named him Isaac, meaning laughter. The word Isaac means laughter. 8 days after he was born, Abraham circumcised him as God required. Abraham was 100 years old at that time. Now, that's important to note, because when we go back to when Isaac was born, when Ishmael was born, you'll see that Abraham was 86 years old when Ishmael was born. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this shall rejoice with me. For who would have dreamed that I would ever have a baby? Yet I have given Abraham a child in his old age. Time went by, and the child grew and was weaned. And Abraham gave a party to celebrate the happy occasion. But when Sarah noticed Ishmael, the son of Abraham, and the Egyptian girl Hagar teasing Isaac, and the King James says they were mocking Isaac, she turned upon Abraham and demanded, get rid of that slave girl and her son. He's not going to share your property with my son. I won't have it. This upset Abraham very much, for after all, Ishmael too was his son. But God told Abraham, don't be upset over the boy or your slave girl wife. Do as Sarah says, for Isaac is the son through whom my promise will be fulfilled, and I will make him a nation of the descendants of the slave girl's son too. He said, and then God began to give the promises as to what he was going to do for Ishmael, and I will make a nation of the descendants of the slave girl's son too, because he also is yours. So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared food for the journey, and strapped a canteen of water to Hagar's shoulders and sent her away with their son. She hiked out into the wilderness of Beersheba, wandering aimlessly. When the water was gone, she left the child beneath a bush and went off and sat down 100 yards or so away. I don't want to watch him die, she said, and burst into tears, sobbing wildly. Then God answered the last cries, and the angel of God called to Hagar from the sky, Hagar, what's wrong? Don't be afraid, for God has heard the lad's cries as he is lying there. Go and get the boy and comfort him, for I will make a great nation from his descendants. Then God opened her eyes, and she saw well. So she refilled the canteen and gave the lad a drink. And God blessed the boy, and he grew up in the wilderness of Paran and became an expert archer. And his mother arranged a marriage for him with a girl from Egypt. That's the end of the story. So, and we deal right now with Ishmael through the Muslim nation right now. But now let's go back when in Genesis 16, the 16th chapter, very quickly we're going to read out of that, because you want to get a picture of what happened during that time. You want to get a picture of what, how did Hagar become involved in this? And when was God called El Rohi, the God who sees? Because sometimes this is let me say this. If you look at El Rohi, E-L, then R-O-I, E-L, R-O-I, many times when you see the word El, like El Shaddai, El is for God, the God who sees me. R-O-I is the God who sees me. But it just doesn't carry the connotation of just seeing you. God said, I not only see you, he said, I know what's going on in your life. I'm intimately acquainted with what's going on in your life. I see everything that's being said. I know the hearts of people. I see everything that's being done. I not only see, but I know and I care for you. 1 Peter 5 and verse 7 says that casting all our cares onto him because he cares for you. Can you hear me today? God cares for you.
He said, I care for you. I love you. That's why love comes into it. He not only sees, he not only knows, he not only cares, but he said, I love you. We have the blessed privilege of seeing the proof of God's love for us. He said, if I gave in Romans 8:32, if I gave my son for you, how would I not also with him freely give you all things? That needs to go down in our spirit that God loves us. If we even question, we hear the song, Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so, little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. For the Bible tells me so. Why is that so important? And how can we know? There are some people that may say, I love you, but do they really? Jesus said, I prove my love to you. For greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. He said, I prove my love to you, each and every one of you. I prove my love to you. I suffered, I bled, and I died in order to bring you into right standing with the Father. I gave my life for you. Glory to God. So he proved his love for us. He said, not only do I see you, I not only am intimately acquainted with what's being done to you, because this is for somebody that's going through. He said, but I also care for you. And I love you. Glory to God. And he said, and besides that, I am working behind the scenes just for you. But we see at the end of this story in 21 that God not only provided them with water, but he also said, I'm going to make of that son a great nation. And he did, even to this day. Even to this day. Glory to God. Only because, too, he was Abraham's son. Now let's look at Genesis the 16th chapter, and see where they were first introduced to us very quickly, and then we'll be closing. It says, now Sarah, in Genesis 16, now Sarah, Abraham's wife, had borne him no children, but she had an Egyptian maidservant named Hagar. So she said to Abram, the Lord has kept me from having children. Go sleep with my maidservant. Perhaps I can build a family through her. Abraham agreed to what Sarah said. So after Abram had been living in Canaan 10 years, Sarah, his wife, took her Egyptian maidservant Hagar and gave her to her husband to be his wife. Oh, that's a recipe for bad things to happen. And verse 4 says, he slept with Hagar and she conceived. When she knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. When Hagar knew she was pregnant, she began to despise her mistress. Then Sarah said to Abram, you're responsible for the wrong I'm suffering. I put my servant in your arms, and now that she knows she is pregnant, she despises me. May the Lord judge between you and me. She put it back on Abram. Then verse 6 says, your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Your servant is in your hands, Abram said. Do with her whatever you think best. Then Sarah mistreated Hagar, so she fled from her. I don't know what she did to her, but the word of God says she mistreated her. Verse 7 says, the angel of the Lord found Hagar near a spring in the desert. It was the spring that is beside the road to Shur. And he said, Hagar, servant of Sarai, where have you come from? Where are you going? She said, I'm running away from my mistress, Sarai. Then the angel of the Lord told her, go back to your mistress and submit to her. The angel added, I will so increase your descendants that they will be too numerous to count. God begins to tell her by his spirit and through the angel that he was going to increase Hagar. In verse 11, the angel of the Lord also said to her, you are now with child and you will have a son and you shall name him Ishmael. Now, that word Ishmael means God hears. Not only will he later on be called God sees, but God hears. So Ishmael means God hears. He heard her, for the Lord has heard of your misery. He knew what was being done to her. We don't know what the mistreatment was like, but whatever it was, God said, I heard your misery. I heard when you cried out to me because of what your mistress was doing. And the verse says in verse 12, he will be a wild donkey of a man. This is Ishmael. His hand will be against everyone, and everyone stand against him. And he will live in hostility toward all his brothers. You notice that now we see what's happening with the Musa nations now. So verse 13 says, she gave this name to the Lord who spoke to her. You are the God who sees me. That's Baal-Rohi. For she said, I have now seen the one who sees me. That is why the well was called Beer Lehi Rohi. It is still there between Kadesh and Berad. So Hagar bore Abram a son, and Abram gave the name Ishmael, God hears, to the son she had born. Verse 16, we saw over in chapter 21 that Abraham was 100 years old when Isaac was born. It says here in verse 16, Abram was 86 years old when Hagar bore him Ishmael. So we know that when Isaac was born, laughter came in, that the young man was 14 years old. Ishmael was 14 years old. And so we get a little view of this. But the thing that God wanted me to minister about was that God saw her. And God said, I see you. He saw her. He heard. He saw what was going on with her and Sarah. He saw how Sarah had instigated it, instigated it. And when it was fulfilled, then she didn't like what was, because Hagar despised her, didn't figure on what was going to happen. And I hear this in the spirit. Sometimes we can put our hands in stuff that God don't want us putting our hands in. And sometimes we, instead of waiting on God to bring to pass what he wants to have done, we'll put our hands in it. And when we do, we can mess up something. And I hear to say to somebody, don't mess up. Don't put your hand in this thing. There's a time and there's a season for everything. There's a time to be silent. There's a time to speak. There's a time, if you go back to Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, verses 1 through, I believe it's 1 through 7 or 8, it talks about the time and the season. Yes, there was a time when we may have had to speak something. Yes, there was a time when we may have had to go into action, because there's a time for action. But then there's a time when we got to wait and let God do what he's going to do behind the scenes. So what he wants to encourage us today is on El Rohi, that he is the God that sees. Now, the very last, it's only one scripture, only one, and that's in Genesis 22. When you get a chance, go back to Genesis 22 and read about when God began to tell Abraham, by this time his name is Abraham, not Abram, it's Abraham, which means father of many nations. And when you begin to see, God begins to tell Abraham to go up and take his son up on the mountain and sacrifice him unto him there in Genesis 22. And Abraham obeyed God because he knew God had promised him that son. And he knew if he had to raise Isaac up from the dead, he would do it. But he went. And when he went in Genesis 22, he went and did what God said to do. And then after he went, but God provided. God provided a ram in the bush for Abraham. Instead of sacrificing his son, he was able to provide a ram in the bush for him to sacrifice. Now, why is this important? Because in Genesis 22, at the very last, Genesis 22, 14 and 14, the 14th verse, it said, Abraham named the place Jehovah Provides, or Jehovah Jireh. And it still goes by the name to this day. So why did I bring up Jehovah Jireh with El Rohi? Because both of them have the aspect of God seeing. El Rohi says, now listen, as we close, and I'm closing right now, El Rohi says, I see, I know, I care, I love you, I am working behind the scene right now for you. Jehovah Jireh also means the God who sees, but this is the one he says, listen, I see far ahead. If you look at the fullness of Jehovah Jireh, he's the God that sees far ahead, and he provides. He says, I've been going on down the road, honey. I know exactly what you need, when you need it, how you need it, and if you will trust me, I am Jehovah Jireh, the God who not only sees, as in El Rohi, but I'm the one who provides. I'll go like he did. He already had that ram set up there for Abraham to be caught in that thicket so he could be, he already knew what he was going to do. In the New Testament, that's why Jesus, when he said, feed the people in John, he said, feed the people. And the word says he already knew what he was going to do. What he does is because we're required to walk by faith and not by sight. We're required by God to trust him. And let me say this to you as I close out. Trusting in God, somebody, I hear them say it over and over again about crazy faith. And they say, I'm just crazy enough to believe God. And the Lord says to me, he said, Helen, he said, when you're crazy enough to believe in somebody, that means who you're believing in don't have no validity. He said, I say in my word, blessed are those. He said, you're blessed when you believe me. He said, blessed are those that believe and have not seen. Blessed are those who believe me when they can't see no way out of where to see. He said, I am the way. I'm the way. I'm your way. John 14:6 says, he's a way, the truth, and the life. God said, I'm preparing ways for you. This is for somebody listening. As I'm closing, this is a, he said, I've already gone before you. And sometimes we try to figure it out, and God said, I've already seen it. I've gone ahead of you, and I've worked it out. He said, let me do it. Oh, somebody got a release right there. You just got your release. You got your release. God said, I'm faithful. I'm not a man that I should lie. He said, I will do just what I said I will do for you. And he said, that's why I ask you, he said, to trust in me with all your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. In all your ways, he said, acknowledge me, and I will direct your path. That's why when we listen each week with Apostle, and the Lord begins to talk about the pearls to ponder. Those pearls to ponder are ones that will let us know of the character, the nature of God, of the God that we serve. That's why he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Then he says, take my yoke upon you and learn of me. He said, you got to learn of me. He said, I am. He said, I am the one who's El Rohi. I am Jehovah Jireh. I do see ahead. I not only see you, but I know you. He said, I see you. I know what's going on. I care for you. He saw Hagar. He saw how the mistress was treating her. He saw it. Even though she had been wrong now for getting proud because she got pregnant and despised her master, her mistress, but yet and still, that was still two wrongs don't make no right. And it was still not a right for Sarai to go and mistreat her because God said, I heard your misery. He said, I heard. What did he hear? That's why Ishmael's name means God hears, because he heard her cries. Oh, don't let you have to cry out to God and say, Lord, look what they're doing. Do you see? He said, yeah, I see it. That's one thing we can't hide things from God. God said, I saw what they said. I heard what was going on. I know. And he said, if you can only trust me, know beyond a shadow of a doubt, I'm working behind the scenes. God said, cast all your cares upon me today because I care for you. I love you. I've proven that love. And he said, watch me work it out. Take it one moment at a time. And then don't speak anything. Speak those things that be not as though they were. Speak what God said. Abraham didn't even consider his body, whether it was by him being old in the oldness of Sarah's body. He just continued to believe God that he would give him that son. So I just thank God for today. I thank God for the word of El Rohi. God sees, he knows, he cares, he loves you, and he is working behind the scene just for you. Now, as we begin to close today, and we want to thank God for the word today, there may be someone now, and those who may listen in the future, who have never, ever given your heart and life to Jesus Christ. So he can be the one that will be able to be your all in all. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He's our Savior, our Lord, our God, our constant companion, our very best friend. Glory to God. And the word of God says in Romans 10, verse 9 and 10, that if we would confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, if we believe in our heart God raised him from the dead, we would be saved. For with the heart, man believes unto righteousness. And with the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. I love John 1 and verse 12, which says, as many as have received him,
to as many as have received Jesus Christ, they are the sons, the children of God. As many as believed on his name, we have to receive him. We have to believe on his name. And then, of course, we love John 3:16, for God so loved the world, and that's a lot of love, that he gave the very best that he had to give, which is his precious, darling son, Jesus Christ. And whoever believes on Jesus, he said, would not perish, but have everlasting, eternal life. God is, he said, behold, I stand at the door of your heart today. I'm knocking. And all we got to do is open up and receive him into our life. If today you would like to receive Jesus as your Savior, your Lord, your God, your constant companion, your very best friend, please pray this prayer with me. Dear Lord Jesus, that's right, say, dear Lord Jesus, this day I ask you to come into my heart, to come into my life. I do believe that you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. I do believe that God raised you from the dead. This day, I repent of all my sins. I no longer want to go my own way, the world's way, or the devil's way. Lord, I want to go your way. This day, I receive you as my Savior, my Lord, my God, my constant companion, my very best friend. I surrender my life to you. I believe on your name, and I thank you now. Glory to God. Now, according to Acts 20 and verse 32, even now I commit and commend each one that prayed that prayer with me. I commit and commend you to God and to the word of his grace that is able to keep, guard, defend, preserve, and protect us. In Jesus' name, amen. Apostle, and Pastor Mom, I thank God for this time today. I ask God's blessing upon each one of you and those who are listening today, not only today, but in the future. In Jesus' name, Apostle, I'm turning it back over to you. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Price, Minister Joy, Minister Amber. Thank you all so much. Hallelujah. Thank you, Pastor Price, for praying the prayer of salvation. And we thank God for those who prayed that prayer. Hallelujah. Whether it was today or whether it's sometime in the future, it's still good. Amen. Hallelujah. And you are born again, and we want to welcome you into the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Hallelujah. Before we leave, and in a little while, we'll talk about the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts and what we're doing. But thank you all so much. The word through Minister Joy, remember in prayer. That was such a good word. Hallelujah. God does answer our prayers, and he lifts up from situations. Hallelujah. And the Lord remembers us for good. And this really kind of goes throughout the other prayers that were prayed. I mean, the other words that were said today. Amen. He remembers us in prayer. And then Minister Amber, looking up to God. Hallelujah. Focusing on God at all times. He is our spiritual compass. Hallelujah. And this is how we know the path of our life. Hallelujah. By looking up to God. Amen. Amen. And looking up to him, that sounds like a prayer. Hallelujah. And remembering him in prayer as he remembers us in prayer. Amen. And you said one of my favorite scriptures, and that's Psalm 16. I've set the Lord always before me. He is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Amen. Thank you for that, Minister Joy and Minister Amber. And then Pastor Price, let me go back to the beginning of, you did a pre-preach and then a preach. But I was enjoying it all, and I was taking notes and everything. And, you know, what you were saying about the number seven, it's a number of completion, getting ready for new beginnings. That was a blessing. You know, I've heard that completion before, but I hadn't thought about getting ready for new beginnings. Amen. And then the number three of completion, the fulfillment in the spirit, getting ready for the supernatural. I was blessed by that as well. And then 23 is the number of exposure. We've seen a lot of exposures go on in this 2023. And then, and we're not even finished with it yet. And then 30, 3 times 10, the number of increase. So thank you for that, Pastor Price. I took some good notes on that, and then and was blessed. And then with Pastor Price, when you were saying God sees, hallelujah, El Rohi, amen. That was just such a good, profound word, and I love it when I'm listening to a word, and then God just kind of takes me aside and shows me something else in that word, and I was quadruple blessed with that word. Amen. And you weren't even talking about this, but last week we were talking about Job, and the Lord gave a revelation that Job was a voice crying in the wilderness. And he was crying in a wilderness of people who just didn't know God the way that he knew God, and then believed that God would allow him to go through something, and he didn't do anything wrong. You know, so he was in that wilderness, and he was a voice crying out in the wilderness. And so the Lord was just saying to me, so Ishmael was crying, a voice crying in the wilderness, you know, because he didn't have any water after his mama had given him water. And then she was a voice, his mama was a voice crying in the wilderness two times, once when she was pregnant, and then after she had him, you know, she was that voice crying in the wilderness. And the Lord said, and then every time there's a voice crying in the wilderness, he shows up. Hallelujah. So he showed up for them. He showed up for Job when Job was a voice crying in the wilderness. And he showed up for John the Baptist. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So I got my word within a word, through the word. Hallelujah. So God sees. Amen. God sees. He knows. He cares. He loves us. And he's working behind the scenes. Amen. Hallelujah. And just so much was said, Pastor Price. That was just such a blessing. You know, and near the end, I know you were saying about even how when Abraham was going to sacrifice Isaac, and it was Jehovah Jireh who provides, he sees far ahead. And so Jehovah Rohi, he sees. Jehovah Jireh, he sees far ahead and provides. And Pastor Catherine and I, if she was here, both of us would be looking at each other and just saying, mm-hmm, Lord, we see you. And what the word that we were getting this week was that when we're trying to figure it out, God has already worked it out. Jehovah Rohi, he sees it, and Jehovah Jireh, he sees it and sees far ahead, and he has worked it out. Because there was something that, there was something that actually Pastor Catherine was concerned about, something I was concerned about, and the Lord was like, just, you know, be at peace over this. Be at peace over this. And he worked it out. Hallelujah. in a way that we could have never have figured out how God was going to work it out. Amen. But he gave us a piece on it. And in the situation Pastor Catherine was thinking about, and then the situation that actually both of us was thinking about this very morning, and God just worked it out, hallelujah, in such a great way. So thank you all so much for the word, every word that came through you all today, just such a blessing. Before I talk about what's going to go on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, if there's anyone who wants to make any comments, I see your number one key press, Minister Rachel. It's been pressed for a long time, but I'm going to go ahead and open up your line. So I'll say it again in case you're multitasking, Minister Rachel, I'm about to open up your line. Anyone else, if you'd like to make a comment, encourage these wonderful women of God, press your number one key. Also, the East St. Louis Christian Center Church and Get 'Em Radio, we are going to bless these ladies for being here with us today, the Memphis Covenant Faith Church. If you would like to bless them, they do have a Cash App, and you can feel free to bless them. Their Cash App is $GloryToGod. And it's glory, G-L-O-R-Y, to T-O, God, G-O-D, 39. Glory to God, 39. And you can feel free to bless them exceeding abundantly above cash your bread upon many waters. It will come back. Amen. Hallelujah. So Minister Rachel and family, we're about to open up your line. Oh. Welcome, Minister Rachel and family.
Hi, everyone. That word is for me. I received. I needed
Amen.
That encouragement. I love you all.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. 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 Hallelujah. Be encouraged. Hallelujah. And thank God you received it. Hallelujah. I receive it too, Minister Rachel. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. All right. I don't see any other number one keys pressed. I'm checking my text for anything, and I don't see anything. So, yeah, what a wonderful time. I just get so blessed when you all speak on any of our broadcasts. Thank you so much. Hallelujah. Let's talk about what's going on the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts. Hallelujah. This is where we learn and grow together. Those of you who receive Jesus as your Lord and Savior, we invite you to come and learn and grow with us. Now, you can learn and grow at any Bible-believing, Bible-based church, and we specifically invite you to come and learn and grow with us. The Lord put together, this Get 'Em Radio, God in the Midst, Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts so that we could learn and grow together. And some of us have maybe new to the things of God, and some of us have been with the Lord for tens of years, for decades and decades, and we're still learning and growing together. Amen. Hallelujah. So join us on Sundays. We have on Sundays, this is the East St. Louis Center Church, where Pastor Mom is our senior pastor, and I'm Apostle Barbara Kizzy, the apostolic pastor. We meet every Sunday at 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, next Sunday is the first Sunday in August. Hallelujah. the first Sunday in August. And every first Sunday, we have our tag team preaching. Glory to God. Well, first we have communion. Amen. So bring your communion elements, your bread, your cracker, your juice, your water. Bring your communion elements and have communion with us on this Sunday coming up, August the 6th. Amen. And then we have our tag team preaching where everyone is invited to bring their gifts, hallelujah, to share God with us. Glory to God. So you can do that by having a topic, a scripture, and then you can preach for 5 minutes. Hallelujah. You have 5 minutes, and that's a lot of time. When you see all of these short videos they have, it's 1 minute, you have 5 minutes. Amen. You can also read from your devotional and share that with us. You can also read from the Bible. You can read scripture and have a scripture shower and share that with us as well. You just have five minutes. Amen. And you can use that giving God the glory. So that's what we're doing on this Sunday, next Sunday coming up, August the 6th, 11 a.m. Central, 12 noon Eastern. Now, every Monday we have our Bible teaching. Our teacher is Dr. Lorraine Navarro. She's out of Ohio. She teaches us how to dig into the Word of God as she digs into the Word of God. Every Monday, 12 noon Central, 1 p.m. Eastern. And we call it Lunch with Lorraine, Discovering God's Hidden Treasures. Amen. Then on Tuesdays, we have Praying in Tongues Tuesday. Hallelujah. Where we have four volunteers who pray in tongues for about 15 minutes at a time. And then we have interpretation of tongues. Awesome. Where God just reveals his word to us. Hallelujah. Every Tuesday, 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern. Amen. And then on Wednesday, we have two Wednesdays of the month. On the second Wednesday of the month, we have our prophetic healing, our healing service. The next one that's coming up is Wednesday, so mark your calendar. Set your cell phone alarm for all of these broadcasts. Wednesday, August the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Elder Philip Hawkey and his wife, Minister Linda Hawkey, are our co-hosts for those broadcasts. And God always shows up and somebody gets healed. Glory to God. That somebody could be you, your friends, your family. So meet us here August the 9th, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. We also have another Wednesday broadcast, and that's the newest addition to the Get 'Em Radio family of broadcasts, and that's the Anointed Pandemic Baby. Hallelujah. Those babies that are from the age of newborn to 4 years old, they have made it through abortion. They have made it through the pandemic, and God is pouring out his spirit on these babies. So he's highlighted them to us, and we are praying for them. We're praying for their parents. Hallelujah. And these babies are doing things that are far beyond their year span on this earth. So join us as we talk about them and as we pray for them. And that will be the fourth Wednesday of every month. The next one will be August the 23rd, 8 p.m. Central, 9 p.m. Eastern. Amen. Now, on Get 'Em Radio, on our Thursday edition of Get 'Em Radio, we're about to enter into a season of boot camp. Hallelujah. We're going into our boot camp season. Sometimes we do it from year to year. Sometimes we skip a few years. But we're going to go into boot camp big time. Hallelujah. And so we're going to start off in August. We're going to have the evangelism boot camp. Hallelujah. The harvest field is white. Souls are ready to be saved. And God wants us to be on ready. Hallelujah. Anytime, any place, the grocery store, somebody delivering at your door, wherever it is, he wants us to be ready to bring them on into the kingdom, his kingdom, hallelujah, where there's righteousness, peace, and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So, amen. So that's what we're doing. We're doing the evangelism boot camp. On the 17th of August, we're having a special broadcast where you can join in and tell us, give us some testimonies of people who got saved, where you saw God get the increase through you. So be prepared for that on August the 17th. You can text me, call me, let me know that you have a testimony that you want to share on that day where somebody got saved. Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And then, well, we'll just talk about August for right now. But you're going to see some boot camps coming up. Hallelujah. Some good boot camps. Glory to God. So, and that's going to be a Thursday, 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. Hallelujah. We're starting with evangelism boot camp. So excited about that. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Well, amen. Amen. It's time to close. Praise God. Pastor Mom. Pastor Mom.
I'm sorry.
If you ain't, it's okay. If you say, I'm sorry. She's okay. Getting ready for that Psalm 91 birthday. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I'm going to open up all the lines. If anybody wants to say happy birthday to Pastor Mom.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday,
thank
Mom.
You.
Thank
you.
Happy blessed birthday, Grandma.
Thank you.
All right. Amen. Give you a little water and then let you close. Do you have any remarks you want to say, Pastor Mom?
Well, all the talking is good.
All the talking is good. Amen. Amen. All right, Pastor Mom, you can close us out in a word of prayer. May the Lord watch.
May the Lord watch.
Between
me and thee, while we after
one from another. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Pastor Mom.
You're welcome.
Hallelujah. Well, God bless you all. Thank you all for being with us today. It was so good to assemble ourselves together in the Lord. And so have a blessed rest of the day. And remember, I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together.